Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Jonathan Brule. This morning's conversation is with Robert Shea, Associate Director for Management at the Office of Management and Budget. Also joining us in our conversation is John Kaminsky, Senior Fellow at the IBM Center for the Business of Government. Robert, during our last segment, you mentioned a new website, www.expectmore.gov. What are the plans to expand the application of expectmore.gov, and what are your plans to use it in the future to share information on programs and specifically to assist Congress during the reauthorization of programs?
Well, expectmore.gov now includes all the programs that have been assessed to date. The remaining programs we've assessed will be posted there early next year. So you'll have the most comprehensive information on the performance and management of federal programs anywhere. It's an incredibly comprehensive site, useful information if you want to fix a program, if you want to identify what other programs are doing particularly innovative things to improve their performance, the relative performance of like programs. We can do a lot more of that. We can identify or make it easier to find similar programs so that poorer performing program can go to one of its partner programs or program with a similar mission to find out better ways to crack the nut. I think it can be a particularly useful source of best practices for programs across government. As far as congressional authorization is concerned, I am trying to figure out a way to link a program's statutory authorization on the site so that folks who are involved in the reauthorization program of a program, either at the agency or in the Congress or anywhere for that matter, can go not only for the statutory basis for the program, but also to find out when its authorization might be up and when the right time might be to interject some reforms into the reauthorization process. We're not there yet. I hope it'll be part of the site when it's refreshed in the early next year, but certainly in the near future, it's something that that site ought to provide. Expectmore.gov. I encourage everybody to visit now and often.
How has the part submission process evolved? Originally, it was a paper exercise. Now you use a part web application. It's web-based. What are the future plans to further enhance the part web application?
We used to submit part answers over the internet on an Excel spreadsheet and then have to convert that so that we could publish it online. Now we have evolved to an online collaboration tool that allows agencies to input their answers and evidence more easily, and then for OMB and agencies to collaborate on what the right answers are to those questions online. It's much quicker, much more collaborative, but even that can be better. For instance, right now you really can't see what the specific edits are that somebody made to the data in the application. And we want to make sure that people can have an easy way to track what's going on with their program assessment. And we also want agencies to be able to more easily access data about other ongoing assessments. So that if they're having a particular challenge, whether it's the right performance measures or efficiency improvement strategies or reform efforts, that we want them to access that information more readily. PartWeb is a tool that in its future evolution can facilitate that to a much greater degree.
I see some really big differences between departments in the program assessment ratings under the PART process. Is this because of the inherent nature of the programs these departments have, or is it related to something else?
The differences in the application of the tool are probably as varied as the difference in departments themselves. A large department can have pockets that embrace the tool and really use it to aggressively drive performance improvements or reform strategies, when the rest of the department might not do quite as much as you would hope to use the tool. And so we try to be as uniform in the application of the tool as possible through the process I described of auditing part results and giving agencies an opportunity to appeal to a high-level board that's overseeing the whole process so that it's consistently applied throughout the government. Each of these programs' assessments, like programs themselves, can be better. And we ought to be as critical as we can about the status of a program so that we can drive it to improve even more. And everybody who looks at a part ought to be highly critical of the assessment. They ought to question the answers to the questions on the part. Don't give us the benefit of the doubt, because the more and more people who provide their input into this process, the more accurate and reliable and useful it will be.
Well, one of the key initiatives in the President's management agenda is the Budget Performance Integration Initiative. Could you tell us a little bit more about this initiative and how PART plays a role in helping that particular initiative be successful?
The Budget and Performance Integration Initiative is one of the five initiatives on the President's management agenda, which each major agency is complying with. It ensures that agencies have a strategic plan that's got really good long-term outcome-oriented goals, that it uses data on a regular basis to make decisions about how to improve program performance and efficiency, that individuals in the organization are assessed based on their contribution to the achievement of the agency's and program's mission and goals. The program assessment rating tool gives you a really good way to assess the performance and management at the program level, and then to use that improvement strategies that you've identified through that tool to improve strategic goals, individual performance goals, and efficiency efforts. We just want to see the PART as another source of information agencies can use to improve their performance.
With all the success you've had with PART, do you tell us whether its success has piqued the interests of other countries? Have other countries come to you and sought to emulate or imitate the PART tool?
Yes. In fact, I was surprised several years ago to learn that the Scottish EPA had applied the PART. I am less surprised with the successive governments that come to me asking for information on how they can apply this tool to their affairs. I was recently at a meeting of OECD in Paris, at which my partner representatives were all very eager to learn about this tool. Australia, Canada, Korea, Thailand, all have expressed an interest in applying this precise tool. I had a visit far less exotic from a local government near us right now that wanted to consult with us on how they could apply this tool to their affairs. It's really simple. A set of questions that asks of federal programs what could legitimately be asked of any activity. Do you have clear goals, and is your program well designed to achieve those goals? Do you have long-term and out and short-term targets? Are you well managed, and are you achieving your goals? Those are basic questions that we ought to be asking about what we're doing so that we can do it better.
Are you finding similar interest by state and local governments? Have anyone from a governor's office or a mayor's office come to visit? Sought to pick up the essential elements of the PART?
I have had some modest interest, not a lot. But like I say, one of the local governments from the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area approached me about applying the tool there. So I think that would be very exciting.
And what about interest from Congress? Have you had any particular entrees or invitations from them to follow up and dig more deeply into expectmore.gov or how the PART tool itself operates?
There's increasing interest from the Congress in the program assessment rating tool and our conclusions about programs. Some of that interest is good, some of it not so good. I'd like to hope that more and more in Congress find this information useful in performing their jobs in reauthorization, oversight, appropriations, because like us, they want the programs that they authorize and fund to work better every year. And you see increasing citations to assessments of programs in congressional reports and the like, hearings. So I hope that grows, and I hope it grows in a positive way, that people really find this information more and more useful.
What's next for PART and for other government management reforms? We will ask Robert Shea, Associate Director for Management at OMB, to share this with us when our conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.